How to become time rich. Before we dive into today's episode, I want you to head on over to heatherchauvin.com/live and join our next live webinar. It's June 6th and the 13th. So I have two live dates for you if you cannot make one. Also, what I wanted to say is when I am teaching live webinars, there's a lot of doing. So create the space, bring your pen and paper, and head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/live, L-I-V-E. How to become time rich for busy women managing people, raising children, and deeply desiring more from life.
Hey, lady. Okay, before we dive into today's podcast, I have a very special gift for you. If you haven't utilized it already, I want you to head on over to my website at Heather Chauvin, spelled chauvin.com. And what you will see is I have a free gift for you. It's the 5 time-saving strategies that will help you feel lighter, more productive, and feel emotionally in control. All you have to do is click on the button that says, heck yes, send it to me, and I will send the first one to your inbox ASAP. You are not alone, and I'm really excited to share Sunday's episode with you about prepping for the week ahead. Another day, another podcast. Okay, it's Sunday, ladies. That means it is Sunday prep day. This is all about you planning your life in alignment with how you want to feel. So if you want to feel energized, alive, connected, you got to plan for it. It doesn't just randomly show up on your doorstep one day. You have to make conscious intention, commitment, and effort, and devotion to your soul and becoming the best version of you so that you can raise these awesome human beings that have chosen you to walk them throughout this life. So every Sunday, I'm extremely intentional about my prep. So whether it's prepping food for myself and the family for the week, whether it's my lunches or our dinners, but this is the part that I teach about this, about energetic time management, is how do you want to feel? So the first thing that I do on my Sunday prep days is I brain dump everything. I think about the kids. I think about everything that's on my mind. I literally just dump it out on paper. I'll just like, it doesn't even need to make sense. I might be thinking about Christmas presents and it has nothing to do with Christmas. I just dump every single thought that I have on my mind, every single thing that I think I need to do, and I categorize it. Whether it's business, whether it's relationships, whether it is emotional health, physical health, whether it's kid-related, money, time, energy, I just dump it out, put in little categories. The next thing I do is I ask myself, what specific actions do I need to take this week to feel in alignment with how I want to feel? Now, every day and every week, when I continue to ask myself these questions, week after week, day after day, what happens is with these little micro action steps that you're taking, that you're planning, that you're acting on, you become more in alignment in your life. And when you do that, this is where the magic happens. This is where you stop yelling. This is where you feel more energized. This is when you catch yourself, you know, being more present with the kids, working less, working smarter, not harder. So this is why Sunday prep is so, so essential. Right now, I am using the Law of Attraction Planner. You can check this out online. I know you can buy it on Amazon, but I also feel like it's way more expensive on Amazon. So I believe it's under Freedom Mastery. That's their website. It might be freedommastery.com. Do not quote me, but it is called the Law of Attraction Planner. The reason why I use this planner is one, because I'm all about the Law of Attraction and manifesting. But two, this is really about helping you manifest and feel in alignment in your life. And so when we're doing this on a deeper level, the magic that can unfold for us is, you know, we learn how to energetically raise our vibration on a daily basis to manifest how we want to feel. Another reason why I enjoy this planner specifically is because it reminds me of the Passion Planner, which is one that I used to use. And it has the daily, it has the hour by hour on the actual calendar. So it'll say, you know, like 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m. Because this is one of the defaults that I think our brain tries to play tricks on us, is our brain will constantly pretend like, oh, I have enough time. I have enough time. Our brain has like no concept of time. So when you feel like you're rushing, it's because you're putting way too much on your plate. So if I actually know what I'm going to do that day, I will allot time for everything. So I allot time for my, you know, checking my my email. I allot time for checking Instagram. I allot time for like the simple basic tasks that I do in my business. I definitely am not like by the book, like super rigid with like I'm doing things here or there. But what it does help me is take personal responsibility for how much time am I actually on social media. How many times did I actually check my email today? Like, I don't need to check it 20 times a day. You know, did I take action in alignment with my goals and how I want to feel? So again, after I dump it out, after I do a huge brain dump of everything that's on my mind for the kids, for business, for life, everything, I put this on my calendar. And you have to look at your calendar and ask yourself, are these tasks in alignment with how I want to feel? So that is my Sunday schedule for you. I know this is just kind of a quick overview of what I do, but being mindful that if you are not planning, you are planning to fail. And I know the next step is, of course, following through. It's not about the follow through, guys. It's about getting yourself in a habit with the intention to plan. Maybe the first week you're not like a pro at it, but that's okay. It's about getting in the habit of planning. Once you're in the habit of planning, then you can work on executing and then mastering and perfecting. But the point here is you got to start somewhere. And if you're not willing to start small, you're going to overcomplicate it and then you're going to get overwhelmed. So again, if you're not following me on Instagram, head on over to Mom is in Control, at Mom is in Control. That's who I am on Instagram. Send me your messages. Like, follow, share. I always want to know, like, what questions do you have for me? I get a lot of DMs on Instagram, so head on over there. Like us on Facebook at Heather Chauvet, and just know that every time you share the podcast or review the podcast on Instagram, you are granting another woman an opportunity to maybe learn something new for herself that can drastically shift how she shows up as a woman in the world. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And know that you are very capable of achieving what you desire this week. Now plan it. Thank you.
This summer, I'm being incredibly intentional about community. My word for the summer is community and connection. And I just want to say thank you for being a longtime podcast listener, or maybe you're a new listener, and I wanted to celebrate you and I wanted to create more connections. So what I've decided to do is do a merch giveaway. If you are unfamiliar, I have a merch shop on my store, so you can go check it out on my website at heatherchauvin.com. You can purchase anything you want. But what I'm actually going to be doing is I'm going to do a giveaway for my hat, my How Do You Want to Feel baseball cap, one of my journals, which is the Emotionally Uncomfortable journal, and my beautiful Myrrh mug, which is called Excited Shitless. Excited Shitless is when you take the leap and you're like excited about your next level, but you're also terrified. So go check out the merch on my store. But here is how you can dive into the actual giveaway. Go to Instagram and find me at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. And right now I have about like 19 or 20,000 followers. So if you're finding someone else that doesn't have that, that's not me. And all you have to do is follow me to be entered into the giveaway, and then send me a private message that says giveaway. That's all you got to do. Go follow me on Instagram at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. I think there's an underscore after that. Follow me and DM me giveaway. And what we're going to be doing in a few weeks is we are going to announce the winner, and then we will reach out to you in your DMs on Instagram, and we're going to ask you which item you want in the merch shop. Do you want a hat? Which color do you want? Do you want a journal? Do you want a mug? Do you want a signed copy of my book? And yeah, that's it. It's all about connection, community, and gratitude for me this summer. And I just want to say thank you for being a listener. Thank you for, you know, all the messages that I receive on Instagram and in email. I'm just here to help women thrive. And this is not an emotionally comfortable journey, as you know, hence the reason the name of the podcast. And in order to attract more time, more energy, more money in our lives, we got to take some emotionally uncomfortable action. So I'm right there with you on the front lines. And yeah, go follow me on Instagram and DM me. Giveaway.